Welcome to Real Home. This is your host, Tamara D. Taylor, where I help you create a life that you love at home and on the go. We share practical tips on home organization, decorating, and family travel. So whether you need a simple way to tidy up, create smart storage, or help prepare for your next vacation, we offer everyday solutions that are practical and on a budget. So stay tuned as we help you turn your house into a real home. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Real Home. I hope that you guys were able to catch last week's episode. Listen, we really doubled down on your spending plan, what is needed, and why 90% of Americans do not spend, let me not say spend, 90% of Americans or people in general do not have spending plans. They spend money, but they don't know how to properly allocate that money. So if you have not watched it, Coach E was my guest on the show. It was full of nuggets, and I am excited. And I hope that you can go back and catch the replay. Make sure that you guys are following me on all of my social media platforms. On Facebook, you can find me at Tamara D. Taylor, as well as follow The Real Home Show. And on Instagram, I am on there as Tamara Taylor RVA. And you can also follow Real Home Show on Instagram. So let's get into this week's topic. We're going to be talking about how to be a weekend warrior, kids edition. And what do you mean by kids edition? We have been focusing on everything us adults need to create this elaborate space, a space full of peace, love, that's zenful, that is decorated, that is our sanctuary. But now it's time to really think about, what do we need to do for our little ones? What do we need to do to create a space for them? And these different projects that I'm going to be talking about today can literally be done in the weekend. And guess what? They won't break the bank, which is why I started off with, did you catch last week's episode? One of the things that Coach E talked about is that you have to have more assets than liabilities. And you want to plan for everything that you are spending your money on. So even your home, your groceries, your decorations, your entertainment expenses, going out, eating out, all those things you have to prepare for and plan for. So when you're thinking about getting your home ready, because we are transitioning into a new season, so this is the time that we should be also considering what home maintenance we need to get done. But we also want to make sure that our little ones are comfortable as well. And when I say little ones, it doesn't mean that they have to be small. It doesn't mean what age they are. They could be toddler, they could be newborn, or they could be school age on up to middle to high. And even college, we want to make sure that their space is conducive for them. Because now that the weather is starting to shift, we're not doing as many outside activities as we were doing before. We're staying in the house more. So we have to make sure that our home is comfortable. During COVID, we know that our home became multi-dimensional and multifunctional. We had our offices at home. We had entertainment spaces at home. We did a lot because we really weren't able to go out. We weren't able to do things. We weren't able to gather and see our family and friends. We're not at that level. However, with the weather shifting, you know, people are cooking more. This is what they call soup season. I just pulled my crock pot out, getting ready for soup season and all of my different crock pot meals that I am excited about. But we want to make sure that our young adults or young children, they are comfortable as well in their spaces. So we're going to get into some of these projects that you can complete with your little ones and make it a family affair. Do not leave them out. They want to be inclusive. And I know sometimes you say, my teenager, they're, you know, don't really want to talk. They're on their phone all the time, or they're in their room, and that's fine. But this is a way that you can kind of regain, take back some of that one-to-one time, take back some of that family time. We want to build healthy families, and a healthy family is different for different people, but communication is key in any type of a healthy relationship. And so we want to open up the lines of communication. Sometimes as parents, we become dictators. I can speak for myself. I'll dictate it. And I did a lot of dictatorship, but this is what you're going to get. This is what I'm going to do. I pay the bills. And I did not allow my son to have a voice. There may be some things that he wanted to experience or some things that he wanted to do. So now that he has kids, being able to love on them and be a grandparent, you know, can come from a different perspective, because these are things I've had to learn through the years. And so you don't want to silence your kids. You want to allow them to be creative. You know, we might not like certain colors. And of course, you know, if there's a dark color that you say, I can't really paint, that's fine. You know, there's a lot of different wallpapers. There's other ways that you can bring in color and functionality, but you want to make it fun and make them feel that they are included in the choices, because at the end of the day, this is their space. This is where they're going to be spending a lot of the time. If they have desk in there, this is where they're doing homework. This is where they're just relaxing, watching TV, having some friends over and having that time. So you want to make sure they're inclusive in anything that you do. So the first thing that you could do to really bring your kids' vision in is to sit down, number one, and just have a discussion with them. Ask them, hey, have you thought about, you know, I'm thinking about maybe changing your room around. Let's kind of rearrange. How would you feel about that? That's an easy fix. You can go in. And again, if you're able to paint, you can. Light paint colors make the room feel larger. If you have a large room and you're looking for a more cozier space, you can do a darker color. Or if you just want to do an accent wall. You know, a lot of people are now getting back into wallpaper, and they have rental-friendly wallpaper. Please go out to my Walmart store at Real Home. You can go out there, search for me. You can go to TamaraDetailer.com and click on the Shop Now link, and it'll take you directly there. And I do have some options of wallpaper that are renter friendly. Amazon is another platform that has beautiful wallpaper, renter friendly, and it won't break the bank and it won't destroy the walls when you're ready to take that wallpaper down. So, rearranging that room space. If they are smaller children and they have now outgrown some of those toys, that's a great time to declutter and go through. Sit on the floor with them. Have a conversation. Hey, do you still play with this? Do you still want this? And if not, hey, it's time to go ahead and donate it if it's in good condition. If it's something that's not in good condition, of course, you would want to go ahead and throw it out and have your boxes. I always talk about having your boxes or your bins, so you can have one for trash, keep, and donate. So that way you can differentiate. If they have outgrown their furniture, have a conversation and pick out together. What are some of the furnishings? Do you want to get a Murphy bed? Is it time for them to go from a toddler bed to a twin size bed? Is it time for them to go from a twin to an actual full size bed? You know, there are so many options, and you can actually go online together. You can go to Wayfair.com. You can look on Amazon. You can look on Ashley Furniture, Rooms to Go. Or you know what else is great? Going into the furniture store. Sometimes we get so comfortable with just being at home, doing a lot of stuff online, that we forget to get out of the house and be sociable. Walk around is great exercise. It gives you great ideas when you're walking through some of these big stores and you're allowed to really dream, because you're like, oh, I love that. Oh, I think I'm gonna have to come back. Oh, it gives you that inspiration, and it gives your kids inspiration, because then they can say, oh, yes, mommy, I love this. Oh, I want this trundle bed. You know, there's so many different options that we sometimes forget that they have a voice again, because we're so used to kind of dictating or saying what they're going to have. That's a great way to go and spend time together as a unit, as a family, and allow your little one's voice to be heard while you're out shopping and doing things together. One of the other things that you can do while you're going through their room, and we already mentioned like going through some of their toys, that's a great time to also go through some of their clothes, because you have to think about as your kids get older, their tastes begin to change. So outside of, because we focus on things that they have outgrown, but we never really think about if their style has changed and they've just outgrown that they may not want to wear this type of dress, or they don't like necessarily like jeans anymore. I like hoodies and sweatshirts, or I want to wear leggings because I want to feel more confident and comfortable. So those things that you want to sit down and have those conversations, because to be honest, when we are parents and we're so busy dictating a lot of things that we forget to ask, what is it that they like? What are their interests? And it may blow your mind, because sometimes we think about all the things that they tend to like, forgetting that now as they're older, they outgrow stuff, you know, and the same thing when they were smaller. So for my grandkids, when they were smaller, they loved Peppa Pig. Then from Peppa Pig, it went to Bluey. Now they still like Bluey, but there are some other things that they like. They are now into dinosaurs. They are now into Mickey. And so there are some other things. And so as their tastes are changing and shifting, we want to make sure their toys, their clothes, and their interests are reflective to what their shift is. If you have someone that needs a desk in their room because they need somewhere to really do their schoolwork or have some study time, this is a great time to go ahead, upcycle some things. If you have a desk and it's like, oh, it's old, it's a really good solid structure piece and you may not want to get rid of it, or it could be a family heirloom, a weekend project, going to Lowe's or Home Depot and getting a can of paint costs only a few dollars, maybe $20 to $30. Get you some paint, get you some primer. And this is, again, another great way to build character, not just for your young adult, but to build trust and a healthy conversation by doing this project together, painting it, staining it, stripping it down, giving that piece a new look, and you've also been able to spend some quality time with your young person. So as you're thinking about what are things that you could do in a weekend that will not break the bank, another thing that you can do is create a reading nook. And that could be whether it's in their room or if you have another little space in the house, because maybe you guys are avid readers or that's something that you want to get into more. We're kind of stepping back from being on the phones all the time, where we have a boundary when it comes to technology. You only get an hour of iPad time. And now we're going to go and read a book. Creating that space where they can have that reading nook is going to be fundamental, because it's going to give them somewhere that is designated as a true reading corner. And you can make it so cute and cozy. You can do decorative pillows, blankets. They have the little tents, depending on what age they are. You could put in recliner chairs, a cute little lamp, bookcases. And these are things that you could do that, again, won't break the bank. And if, again, budget is imperative, you have to make sure that you're following with your budget, you can always do the thrift store. There are so many different thrift stores. Facebook Marketplace has tons of stuff. And some of them are gently, most of them are gently used. Some may have a few little scratches, but nothing with some sweat equity that you can't turn around. With some paint, with some cleaning supplies, and a little bit of love and imagination. And everything doesn't even have to be painted. You could say, hey, the structure is good, the bones are good, it just may have some scratches. You can go and get the little fillers to cover up those scratches, give it a new life by putting some temporary shelving paper or wallpaper or Mod Podge over it. There's a lot of things that you can do to be creative with that space. You can get you some wall decals and put a reading nook, whatever you want to make it your unique space, not just for yourself. But again, these are weekend projects that are affordable that you can do to bring the family together. Because the weather is starting to shift, a lot of people are now focusing now on the outside. So they're transitioning from our summer decor to now it's time to pull out our fall decor. We're going to get our mums. We're going to get our beautiful pumpkins. We're going to stack them and create these multi-dimensional layers to bring in color and functionality. This is a great time that you can start to a little garden, do a garden box, plant you some herbs as you are, preparing for the upcoming winter months. Plant some herbs or get you some little flowers. Go into the flower bed. You don't necessarily have to always go to the traditional store. There's so many different nurseries that you can go to all around, no matter which city that you live in, and you can go to some of those nurseries, get some cute little plants, doesn't have to be anything expensive, and create a little window box, a little garden box, create something that you can even put a cute plant in their room to make them have something to take care of, be responsible for, and feel like this is their little plant that they are now taking care of and give them that responsibility. They picked it out, allowed them to name it, teaching them how to water it, when to water it, what to look out for. These are things, even if you do not know, that you can find and research together. It's all about bringing the family dynamics back and what can we do as a family. You know what else is a great option? Just to make it fun. If you're looking and like, listen, we done did the whole remodel, we've done all of that. Give me a fun idea. Custom tie-dye shirts. That is something I remember when I was a little kid, I loved it. I loved doing the tie-dye shirts. I love seeing how they would come out. I love seeing all the different bright colors. All it takes is going to a craft store, getting a couple of white t-shirts and some paint. And that is a fun idea that you can do on a Saturday afternoon and everybody create their own custom shirt. One of the other things that I did with my granddaughter is we had a paint day, and I just put newspaper down all over the floor, a certain area of the floor, as well as my kitchen table, and we got her a little smock, put that on, and I just got different little small wooden art. Dollar Tree has them now. You can go right into Dollar Tree and pick those up. They have some paint. They have the different wooden little things that you can paint over. You could do whatever colors you want. But this is no right or wrong. This is their time that, again, that you're bonding and y'all are making something. It's creative. You can hang it in their room. You can hang it in any part of the house. But this is one of those things that creates memories. Because when you're thinking about healthy families, when you're thinking about what your household means and bringing love and peace and joy into your home, you also have to think about the needs of the kids. We sometimes get consumed in what we have going on that we sometimes forget that our kids may be experiencing different things. So this is the time to ask, how was school? How was school going? Are you making friends? You know, a lot of times if they're being bullied, they don't want to talk about it because they're ashamed of it. They don't know how to handle it, or they may think that they may get fussed at home. And you don't ever want your kids to feel that way. You want to make sure that they are always aware that home is a safe space. So having these times where you're creating and doing ceramics or paint and things like that, these are great ways to really open up dialogue and conversation. What are some other things that you can do? Create a family photo wall. How many photos do we have in our phone of our children, of our pets, just of different things that we may have taken on vacation, or just off guard pictures of them playing? We have tons of photos within our cell phone. Take a few moments and I say go through and maybe pick out the best 10 photos, and you can go and send them right over to either CVS or Walgreens, and they would typically, if it's early enough in the day, your photos will be ready only in a few hours. You go pick those photos up, and you can create a photo wall. You can get you some small little frames. Again, nothing that has to break the bank. You can do Dollar Tree. If you have a little bit more, you could do somewhere like Michael's, Walmart, Target. They all have different frames at different price points. Even if you were to do a smaller Dollar Tree frame, that's fine too. You can add a little extra oomph to it by doing some spray paint or getting one that's a little more high end or looks to appear that way. There's plenty of like dollar stores that you can go to. It doesn't even have to just be Dollar Tree, that sells different size frames. And you could do 8x10s, you could do some 5x7s, some 4x6s, and create you a focal family photo wall. That could be maybe going up the stairs. You may want to have 8x10s and have photos of you, the kids, the dog, your spouse, and create whatever you want. This is the thing. In your home, this is your home. You are welcoming other people into your space. And if they don't like it or those people cannot respect your boundaries, they don't have to be in your home. And you have the right to excuse them out of your home. So when it comes to your photos and your photo wall, it doesn't make any sense to have someone judging, oh my goodness, that's too much. You know what? This is not your house. You don't live here. So you do what is convenient. You do what is conducive. You do what you like to do. Another thing that you can do while we're talking about this family photo wall is handmade picture frames. Those little wood pieces that I spoke about a few moments ago that Dollar Tree has, or you can go if you want specific ones, you can go into some of your craft stores. They have picture frames. Paint the picture frames with your kids. Sit down. Let them paint. Let them enjoy themselves. Even if you can't sit down with them, you know, try to have them occupied. If you have more than one, the older kids can help the younger kids. And it is a family affair. After those frames dry, put the pictures inside and then hang them up. They want to be able to see their artwork. They want to feel proud of their artwork. They worked hard on this, so they want to be able to do that. Another thing that you could do, especially if you're going through some of their items in the room, and how I stated about if you are an avid reader and possibly creating like that reading nook, if you have books that you or your children have outgrown, you've read more than one time, and you don't want to necessarily just traditionally give them to one of the thrift stores or Goodwills or something like that, you can create a DIY library box and put it right outside your home or put it in a public area. And you can have a space where you can put all of those gently used books and do a DIY library. And it's something that is so cool, really neat. It could house everything, and it could be in a nice public space. If you want to do something that's in a high traffic area, maybe for those that are less fortunate, and they have the option to go in and pull out books, put them back or take them home if they want to. But it gives new life to something that you are no longer utilizing, and it makes it a fun project to be able to give back and donate. So it's not just for you, but again, making it a family affair so they can be involved in the philanthropy early on. You know, sometimes we use that as a weapon to say, there are kids starving. There's kids more appreciative than you out there because you don't appreciate anything I do for you. And somebody in China or someone here in this state or country would appreciate having a home-cooked meal or appreciate your clothes. And we use that often as a tactic because we want our kids to understand the sacrifices that we've made. And we want them to feel, we want to feel appreciated for those sacrifices. So we begin to make comments like that. But allowing them to be a part of the philanthropy, not coming from a place, oh, I'm judging you, or not coming from a place, I'm being hard on you because I feel like you don't appreciate the things that I do. But showing them why that other people are having a hard time. There are people that are less fortunate. There are people that really do hunger and thirst and really would like someone to not treat them like they're less than, to talk down on them or to look down on them, but to really show compassion and love and take the time. And you never know how it affects you and how it can affect them as well in a positive way, because we sometimes use that in a so negative condemnation that we want to kind of get from that place. So we've talked about doing a DIY library. We've talked about creating a reading note. We've talked about doing some custom tie-dye shirts. We've talked about even creating a family photo wall, making and creating and painting some of those picture frames. Let's talk about some other projects that we can do. Aside from our room makeover, there's another painting project. This is the time where the birds are coming out. They're chirping. They're singing. Why not create a DIY birdhouse? You can put it right in the backyard. All you need is some wood, and you can go and get one of those prefab. I think they have a few that may be semi put together. You just may have to finish putting it together. Definitely look on Amazon. I think they have a few kits and things that you can utilize. Put that together, get some bird seeds, and really sit out there and watch how the birds come and go, see how they enjoy it. And that is a great weekend project that is family oriented and family fun. So we're thinking about things that we can do that won't break the bank, but will encompass a healthy family with something that can be done by all parties, no matter what age. Now, when you're speaking of age, I can speak for my little ones. They are 3 and 2, and my 3-year-old granddaughter loves to cook. Anytime I'm cooking or baking, she wants to get in the kitchen and help. How many of us have little ones that are like that? We either have our grandkids or we have small kids, and they want to help. They just want to feel and be a part. We sometimes, you know, feel like, oh, I don't have time, I'm rushing. But this weekend, we're not rushing. We're taking the time and we're honing in on that. You don't know what you can be creating. You could be creating the next master baker. You don't know if you're creating a culinary experience with her, all because she wants to take some time and help you do the cupcakes or help you make cookies. You know, sometimes we reserve those moments specifically for the holidays, but why? Why? You know, the holidays, we tend to slow things down. And so during the Christmas months, we are baking. We are trying to solidify what we need to finish for the end of the year. Typically, we're getting ready for different holiday parties, and we're trying to get our cookies and all of our sweets together so I can either hand them out at work, hand them out to this particular charity, or just have them for when I have family over because I'm the one that's hosting. Whatever your reason is, it doesn't have to be a holiday. These are projects that you can do. Baking homemade cookies and getting the ingredients, maybe $15, $20, but it's a great weekend project. And most of the time, they're so excited to do the flour, teaching them how to measure, helping them spoon and helping them roll and show them and taking the time how to roll the dough and how to make the balls so the cookies can come out in perfect sizes. And whether they come out in perfect sizes or not, it doesn't matter. You can get the cookie cutter if you don't even want to do all that. You can go get some sugar cookies and you can go get a cookie cutter. They have different ones that you can get from the store. They're typically $1 a piece. Whether you go Walmart, Target, Michael's, or go online to somewhere like Amazon, you can get those different cookie cutters and you can create different little pieces of art. They have in the baking aisle, the glitter, the icing. Let them create. This is their creative time. This is the thing where families are coming together. This is the part. Yes, it can sometimes be messy. I get it, especially with a three-year-old, and she wanted to help me when I'm baking and cooking, and all I can see is cake mix going everywhere, flour going everywhere, but it's okay because she's just smiling. She's full of joy, and you want to cultivate that. You really want to make them feel like, yes, mommy is supportive, and these are things that we're doing as a family. So get out your recipes. We have recipe books. Find recipes online. They have a new app called Recipe. I've been hearing a lot of people talking about it. So any of the different recipes that you see online, you can save directly to the app. It gives you all of the instructions, all the ingredients that you need. There's tons of stuff that you could just Google and find different recipes. But that's something that they tend to love. Makes them happy. And who doesn't want to eat their cookie after they just finished decorating it, putting the icing on it, putting all the sprinkles on top? Now they get to enjoy it. Come on. That's a recipe for a wonderful family event and something that could be done right at home that is cost effective, that is not going to require you to go out and spend thousands and thousands of dollars. So I hope that some of these ideas have helped. I actually do have some recipes that I'm going to talk about in a moment to really help share with you some things that you could do as a little Saturday night fun time. The other thing that you can do just to bring in some fun, just to get away from some of the arts and crafts, have a treasure hunt adventure. Oh my goodness. Taking some paper from the printer, creating a treasure map, hide clues all around the house, and let them go and find all of your clues, and then celebrate. You can maybe have some candy or just whatever little small trinket or prize that you want to be able to hand out and give to them, but a treasure hunt adventure. Incorporate different things and themes as you want. You can do the treasure hunt. You can make it a dino theme. Whatever it is, find all of the little soldiers. And then hide clues from one to the next. So you could create, if they're smaller, create a little map walkway. So counting from one, maybe to 10, and this is where you have to go. And you have little steps that they have to follow. It's so many different things that you could do to create a fun adventure. Right in the comfort of your home, and you don't have to spend a lot of money. And these few hours of quality time will not only make a difference in their life, but it's going to make a difference in yours. Because one thing that you can never, ever, ever, ever get back is time. And having this quality time, having your kids smile, having them laugh and appreciate, and even for you as the parent or the grandparent, because we're constantly working all the time, we sometimes forget ourselves what we need to do to slow down because we're on to the next thing. Oh my goodness, I gotta get this done, I gotta get that done, I gotta get this done to complete it, and I gotta have this deadline. Listen, I understand. I get it. But there are times in our life that we have to slow down, step back. Our deadlines are going to be there. We know that we got to get this finished by 12 midnight. But taking 2 hours or 3 hours to bake cookies, to be in the kitchen with your kids, making could be sandwiches and some snacks. But having that time that you can never recoup, and seeing the thrill, the love, the laughter, and the joy on their face, that's priceless. And there's no amount of money that can make up for that. So definitely think about that for the future when you're thinking about time, time, time. You know what else is great? Playing a board game. I don't know about anybody else, but one of my favorite board games is Monopoly. I love Monopoly. And yes, it can get competitive, but you can keep it simple. You can do Uno. Or you could do memory. You can get, I don't even know if they still have it anymore. You can probably make it yourself. But I remember way back when we used to have the little memory cards and we would have to remember where that card was. Those are simple things that the kids will do. It helps keep them intrigued. And heck, it sometimes helps us as the parents when you're thinking about everything we got going on and we got to remember. And then you're like, the memory game. Yes, we played that when we were smaller. Those are something that you can pass down and do with your young one. Creating recipe books. Listen, we all have the recipes from family, from our aunties, from our cousin, from our grandparents. Typically, most of us have recipes that have been passed down. Again, if you're on the app, there's a, or online, there's an app that you can download if you find a recipe, say on Facebook or Instagram. But when you're thinking about the older generation, they didn't have, social media wasn't out back then. They didn't have computers. They didn't have social media. So everything was handwritten. And a lot of those recipes and a lot of the people that created the recipes are no longer here. So creating a scrapbook, putting those recipes in there and having a recipe book, that's something that will be amazing. Some of the things that I've seen a few other people do, and I can't take credit for, but they've had, say, a grandparent who's deceased and they found her recipe. If you have a Cricut or if you're creative, they've taken that handwritten recipe and translated it and had it done on the Cricut machine. And they put it on towels, like little tea towels or kitchen towels. They've given those out as gifts. Christmas is literally only a few months away. We're in the month of October, guys. Christmas is 2 months away. Why not start now thinking about homemade Christmas gifts? Everything doesn't have to be spent at the store. There's gifts that you can make with love. Those cute little Christmas cards, but you can also attach a jar and it'll give them the recipe on how to make grandma's cookies. This is grandma's favorite recipe, and it could be copied in grandma's handwriting attached to the jar. And you can put in there a little spatula. I mean, there's so many things that you could do to get creative. These are not only gifts from the heart of love, but again, things that you're doing to bring the family together. And this is not anyone that even has to be smaller. You can have your older kids be a part. You can have your teenagers be a part. You can have your college kids be a part. I know they have their own lives and they feel like they don't need the parents anymore because they're grown. They know it all. They have their own friends. But even when they come home from school, these are things that you could do to open up the lines of communication, to find out how school is going, and to sit down and do some little simple activities such as creating some of these little jars that you may be passing out to the family members, having grandma's signature or her recipe on it. Small things that make a huge impact. Small things that make a huge impact. Another thing that you could do as a wonderful project is some of those old flower pots. They are funky. You've been thinking about throwing them away, but you haven't yet. This is the time that you can give them new life. You can spray paint them. You can take your kids. Y'all can paint them all over from any different color. You can do the different one-sided ones. Like one side is one color, one side is the other color. There are so many things that you could do. But you can take those little broken pieces, put them back together, and create and colorful, beautiful flower pot. That is another thing that you can do. We talked about the adventure, creating like a scavenger hunt or adventure, having your board game. And you know what else you could do? You can create a board game. It doesn't have to be one that you can go out and buy. You can go purchase Monopoly or go out and get the game of Life or Clue. Those are some of the games that we used to have, Connect Four. But you can create your own board game, set your own rules, and make it fun. make it fun. The other thing, most little ones, they like to be in the kitchen. You know, we talked about letting them help with the baking. What about helping and having a few little ideas that they can help with, like miniature pizzas? Miniature pizzas do not take long, and those are something that they love and enjoy. So you could do like a little mini pita bread or an English muffin. Get you a little, get you a little pizza sauce. And if you have more than one child, make them their own little space. So you can have the little pita bread there, a little English muffin. Everybody has their own pizza sauce, their own shredded cheese, and whatever toppings. You can go ahead and prep the toppings. So we have pepperoni, we have sausage, we have chicken, pineapple, ham, whatever it is that you want on your pizza. They can make it and put it on there. You can also do it as a flatbread. However you want to do it, let them make their own pizza for dinner. And then all you're having to do is put it in the oven and boom. Everybody's had a good time and everybody has their own personal pizza just for them. Another thing that you could do in the kitchen is fresh fruit. They have the little knives, and you can get the little paring knives or the ones that aren't too sharp. And you can sit and show them how to actually make fresh fruit, how to cut up an apple, how to peel an orange, how to do a kiwi, if you have strawberries, melons, those type of things. Get them in the kitchen with you. Show them how to wash them, how to clean them. What do you need to do to make sure that they are properly cleaned and executed before you put them in a refrigerator? Those are great things. You could do a parfait cup. Get you some yogurt, either vanilla or plain. Take that fresh fruit that you just got, put the yogurt on, and stagger it. You could put the yogurt at the bottom, some of that fresh fruit, maybe a handful of granola, and do the same thing. A little yogurt, little fresh fruit, little bit of granola. And at the end, you could always drizzle a little honey. Those are great. Oh my goodness. Those fruit and yogurt parfaits are great. They're simple, and it's a great way to have everyone involved with you. So you're not just doing it all on your own and all by yourself, but you're getting them involved in something that is a healthy snack. So it's not all about just the junk food. These are things that you can create that are healthy. You can also create this no-bake energy bites. All you have to do is get the ingredients, put the ingredients together, and roll them with your hand. So what do you need, you ask? I'm glad you asked that. So for our no-bake energy bites, you're going to just take you some quick oats. You're going to get you some peanut butter. And if you don't do peanut butter, you could do almond butter or sunflower butter. You could do a little bit of honey, some mini chocolate chips. And if you want, you can do either some flaxseed or some coconut. It's up to you, whatever you want to put in it from that point. You're going to mix everything together, and then you're going to scoop them into small little balls, and then take your hand and just roll them around and put them on a tray. Put them in the refrigerator for a few minutes and let them chill. That is it. And how many times would our kids just look for a snack, and we're so used to just giving them Fritos, Doritos, or chips or something like that. But now they have a healthier option. And guess what they're going to do? They are so excited because they help you make it. They're going to be telling everybody, and they're going to be eating them away because they're excited about what they just created. Whether, I mean, it's something small, whether it's something elaborate, you want to bring love, joy, happiness, and family back together. Everybody's family is different, okay? And I say that because we understand that there are married couples or blended families. We have single moms. We have single dads. We have those that have adopted. They may not have their biological, be their biological children, but nonetheless, doesn't mean that that's not their kid, right? It just means that they've acquired this human or this person through a different means. Could it be that mom and dad are deceased and could have had an accident, or their whatever has happened in their life and they're deceased? And now I'm the auntie that didn't have kids and I became a parent overnight. and you're trying to find your way, and so are they. There's so many different dynamics, and I'm not going to get into all of that. We'll have shows that really dig on the dynamics of family and how to really heal and address some of the trauma. And trauma doesn't mean that everything has to be horrible, as in this happened to me, but you could have been a witness of it. It is something that could have happened to you. Could be something that is the effects of something that happened years ago that you're still trying to get through, as in a parent dying or my sibling passing away, or feeling abandoned and rejected. There's so many different things. So parents are parents, whether you are biological, grandparent, godparent, auntie, uncle, whatever your title is. This is the Weekend Warrior Kids Edition. Everything about bringing the family, bringing those voices back into the house and being a voice of reason, a voice of love, and a voice of protection. Sometimes the younger kids or younger generation, they don't want to come talk because they feel like we know it all, or we're going to be bashing them, or we're going to be judging them for what they have going on. Allow your space to be a safe space. Let them know this weekend, it's all about you. We are creating a healthy and safe environment. Whatever you tell us will stay here. How do we need to help you? What is it that you want to address? Open up the lines of communication, because one, they have to trust you. They want to be able to trust you and feel like you're not going to just chastise them or come at them at their mistakes. And you also want to be transparent, because at the end of the day, yes, we are parents. Yes, we are aunts and uncles and fathers and grandparents, but we were also once young. So we want to be able to be transparent, because we can always just say, no. But even just talking with them, you know, when so-and-so went through this, or during my childhood, I experienced this, and this is the outcome. So this is why I say no, because it allows them to have a different perspective. Because when they say no, and then they say, well, why not? Because I said so. Well, that's not really answering them. That's not giving them the understanding of, okay, well, I understand because you said so, but what's the issue? What happened? And so sometimes we are embarrassed. We're stuck in shame and we don't want to open up. So not only is it opening up a great dialogue, but it's opening up and allowing you to heal from your own wounds. So whether you are a blended family, married family with multiple children, single dad, single mom, auntie, uncle, cousin, doesn't matter, godparent, these are some of the things that you can do to open up healthy dialogue and healthy conversation. I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode of Real Home. Please make sure, again, you are following me on all social media platforms. And if you have questions, comments, likes, shares, helps me. I appreciate it. Feel free to comment. Ask anything that you want to ask. I'm an open book. And if I don't know, somebody else on the platform may. So I'm here to help give you the directive, to help guide you, and to help start the dialogue. You can follow me at Tamara D. Taylor on Facebook. You can follow me at Tamara Taylor RVA on Instagram. And on Instagram, you can follow Real Home Show. And on Facebook, you can follow Real Home Show. I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. I hope that you will take some of these lessons and some of the things we've talked about to create a space that is productive, that is cost effective, won't break the bank, but it will bring the family together with wisdom, love, sacrifice, and appreciation. So until next time, this is the end of Weekend Warrior Kids Edition. Thank you for joining me on another episode of Real Home. Make sure you're following all of my social media channels on Facebook at Tamara D. Taylor and Real Home Show, and on Instagram at Tamara Taylor RVA and at Real Home Show. Meet me here next week on Thursday from 6 to 7 on Heart Sound Radio.